WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump was asked Thursday about Russia's concessions towards Ukraine. He said that Russia not taking over all of Ukraine was a pretty big concession as his administration tries to bring an end to the fighting, says ABC's Rachel Scott.
The president's special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, is back in Russia. We are told he will be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. But again, this comes as Russia continues their aggression and their attacks against Ukraine.
Russia carried out more overnight strikes on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. More than 120,000 people filed past Pope Francis in St. Peter's Basilica ahead of his funeral tomorrow that the mayor of Rome says is expected to attract more than 200,000 people. Luigi Mangione due in court today for an arraignment in last year's killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City. Mangione expected to plead not guilty. Federal prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty if he's convicted. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Appleton police arrested a teacher at St. Ignatius Catholic School and Chesterton Academy in Kokana Wednesday on 10 counts of possession of child pornography. The case originated from an online tip received through the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Appleton police identified Colin Killerin of Appleton as the suspect and seized his electronic devices. Police say at this time there's no evidence to suggest that any children were harmed at the school. Police ask anyone with information to contact the Appleton Police Department. Between 10,000 and 12,000 visitors attended the first day of the Draft City Music Fest at Lyke Park in downtown Green Bay Wednesday night. The Draft City Music Fest is part of the Touchdown Downtown activities happening during draft week. Saturday night, after the final round of draft picks, the eighth round downtown part of the Draft City Music Fest begins. The Saturday lineup includes Hang 10, Rebel Matic, J. Roddy Walston, GZA, and Less Than Jake. The music acts start at 5 p.m. The Fox Valley Workforce Development Board in Winnebago County and Diversified Woodcrafts in Oconto County received Wisconsin Fast Forward grants yesterday from the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. These grants will be used to support training and wage increases. The Fox Valley Workforce Development Board received two grants, one to train two dozen press operators with Menasha Packaging Preprint and Fox Valley Flexo Services, the other to offer 20 people trailer technician training with Masterfleet and Fox Valley Technical College. Meanwhile, Diversified Woodcrafts in Oconto County will use its grant with Manage Assist to offer expanded skills training to 111 workers. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
The Packers finally take a receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay at the NFL Draft. The Packers used the 23rd pick overall to select a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, 6 foot even, 195 pounds, out of Texas.
You know, definitely a lot of emotions, man. It all go back to, you know, wanting to be drafted in the first round. And, you know, I knew it was an opportunity to each team. You know, when the Packers came, you know, I had a feeling, like I said, that they was going to come get me. And, you know, once I got the call, I answered, and they told me they was picking me, man. So it was a lot of excitement.
GM Brian Gutekunst on the decision to finally take a wide receiver in the first round in 23 years.
Obviously, he's a very gifted athlete, gifted football player, but he's also just wired exactly how we want our guys in the locker room. I think he's going to fit in really well.
The draft continues tonight. Baseball. The Brewers in St. Louis to open a three-game weekend series. NBA playoffs. Game 3 of the Bucks and the Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
A little fog this morning, then it's going to be mostly cloudy with scattered off and on showers here for a pretty good chunk of the day today. Our high right around 50, bit breezy with northerly wind gusts from 15 to 20, maybe up to 25. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny, upper 50s. By Sunday, partly cloudy in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll continue to look at the NFL draft in Green Bay, some news of the day, and our old friend Peter Rapine with a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Left.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two, Mino the Mayor, 97.9 FM WGBW, 96.5 FM WISS, coming your way in Appleton and Oshkosh. Brewers on WISS tonight at 6:40, taking on the St. Louis Cardinals. Always a great rivalry. Special thanks to Lisa Hale for joining. Is Nick still on there, Todd? Nick, who was at Stadium View last night doing his cheese curds and the whole thing. It was great. And now we're with Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. And I'm not going to blow smoke up your butt here, Mark, but I'm very honored that Dominic and I were invited to your event last night. And it was fantastic. You guys, I mean, for being right there, what a nice event you put on. And I was telling Jim, first thing I walked into, you can't believe this brisket I had last night. This brisket was unbelievable. That was really cool. You guys put together a great event. And the cool part, Jim, is I'd never been. I mean, I'm a patient of theirs, you know, with whatever. And but I had never been to the upstairs. They get an unbelievable workout facility that would be like an NFL workout room with all the cameras to video everything you do. That's really cool, Mark. We don't talk about that enough.
Yeah, we'll probably have to come back and talk about that another time. I will tell you, I just left that building because I stayed overnight there.
You slept there, huh?
I slept there. I didn't know I had to be back here, so... but I tell you, the credit to the entire our staff. They put on a great event. We have an event still in the parking lot the next 2 days.
Yeah,
a lot of vendors out there. And then that floor, we got everything cleaned up last night, out of there by midnight. And our maintenance guys, the floor is up, and by 6:30 when I left, we can see turf again. So, it was a great way to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. You know, we have one good shot at this.
Yeah.
We don't have experience.
Embrace it, man.
Like you said, you've just had other people on. Take advantage of it.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the time.
It's part of the cool part about living here.
There's going to be some things we all probably did wrong, and there's going to be some things we said, man, we knocked it out of the park.
I thought you guys did, Mark. No BS. But, get a quick text here. Can I add a birthday wish today to Brooklyn Tremel? Love, Mom, Dad, Oakley, and Colt. Man, are those ever cool names?
The whole thing. Brooklyn, that's a cool name. Love that name. Mom's a cool name. No, Mom, Dad.
Brooklyn, Oakley, and Colt are the names. That's Brooklyn, Oakley, incredible.
And the person who sent it in is Gretchen from Butternut.
Okay, cooler
what
names.
Story is
you're
this?
From, yeah,
wow.
Todd, what's going on here?
Somebody go buy that book.
How do you have such cool names, people?
Brooklyn, Oakley, and Colt.
Wow. I wish I was Colt. Call me Colt today.
Colt.
Call me Colt. Remember Colt McCoy, the quarterback? Call me Colt today.
That's too cool for you.
No, it's not.
Wow.
Todd.
Oakley. I'll take Oakley.
Todd.
Brooklyn. That's happening.
Todd.
Yes.
Is Colt too cool for me?
Yes.
Todd is the Gretchen, most brutally honest person. He is,
I've been
he
this
ever.
Week, haven't I? Yeah. I have been this week. I apologize to both
it's
of you.
It's been a long week, though. I don't know if it's because of the anticipation of the draft or because we've been little OT.
That was just day one.
Yeah.
We got two more days.
Hey, I got an event today that's going to be pretty cool, though. Over at Heritage Hill, we're doing that... People, you're invited. I want to invite people over there at Heritage Hill today. We're doing a little seminar, or whatever you want to call it, a presentation for Jerry Vannesi to try to get him into the NFL Hall of Fame, or Jack Vannesi, try to get him in the NFL Hall of Fame. He drafted 13 Green Bay Packers that are Hall of Famers. 13. And we're trying to bring awareness to it with the NFL being here. Okay, Brian.
You know who's right on today is Brian.
Oh, Brian's always so snarky.
Brian had his oats.
Mine was more of a herb. Really? Okay. Herb. No, I'm not.
Remember that?
Herb. I do. No, I'm not, Brian. You know what I am? I'm a Colt. Shout out to Cheese Curd Nick. After a number of large adult beverages, those cheese curds were just what I needed.
I would agree, Mike.
Mike.
Yeah.
Man, is there...
Yeah.
By the way, Uber drivers made a lot of money last night, says Mike. I heard there were 200. Well, actually, the lady that drove the bus at your place, she said, folks, you don't want to miss the bus because the Ubers are $200 right now in this area. Did you get that, too?
No. We had our last bus, I think, roll out at 11:30. And credit to the bus. I mean, I tell you what, everyone's done a great job. And we were just saying off the air of... It was a very good environment to be in last night.
It really was. Like, it was cool.
There weren't. We did not see a lot of drunks.
I didn't see
any. We did not see
other than me.
Out of control people. I get you're going to have some, but and I think people. I think a lot of people did disperse after the Packers pick,
you're right?
And that probably helped out. It was a very well run event by the NFL and the Green Bay Packers.
No question.
And I think people maybe started with pricing, you know, 6 months ago or whatever. Did a lot of chatter, but I paid $80. You know, you look at that for, I think I was there, what, 7-6 hours probably? You know, because I went, what, that's not a lot.
No.
$15 an hour?
I
get parking tickets down here for $22. So, I mean, I thought it was a good deal.
Yeah. I mean, it was, I think the biggest thing we have to remember is it's the one-time shot. I just don't see – I mean, nothing against Packers NFL. I just don't see it coming back anytime soon.
No.
It would be awesome.
Yeah.
So, but I think for what everyone kind of came together and planned what you felt like you had to do, some people talked, some people didn't.
You know what was weird, though, Mark? It's like being there – I mean, it was over – I mean, the crowd was – whoo! And then when I got home to watch the Packer pick, and then you see the overhead shots of the – where you were, it's like, holy crap, that's even bigger than I experienced.
I think to give them credit too, I think that's another thing, you know, people talked about is the whole area is so big, just to go in and check out, what we call the Titletown Park area where the turf is, there's enough of activities going on right there. You could probably spend half a day.
I thought the coolest thing of the entire event, other than your event, and other than that brisket, the coolest part when
Minzo's on that one.
Yeah. We walked up to the top of, and I'd never been there before. I'd never walked up Aaron's Hill.
Yeah.
And people were sitting on the hillside with the big screen watching. It's like, that was the best place to be, was sitting on that hill watching.
Well, I give this credit to the Packers. They've done some movies during the summertime. Mm-hmm. I have been told you could, you know, grab the blanket, grab your family on a Friday night. That is, and they put up one of those very good screens with LEDs. Boy, I tell you what, that's a great opportunity.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. That's a heck of a climb.
Yeah.
Have you climbed up there?
That worked your Achilles a little bit, John.
Oh, goodness.
I've gone tubing there.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's a heck of a hill.
Oh, yeah. That's like Mark said, that's a great place
to watch
movies. You don't
realize it until you're about halfway up. It's like, holy crap.
You know, so we didn't go. It was last year, first game of the year. My wife was gone, and I brought my son up, and we just kind of wanted. We have a few people tailgating, and you know what? Great place to watch flyover.
The helicopters that came. Weren't those awesome?
Yeah.
Jim complained. Jim's the only person that's complained. Why didn't they have jets? When I was mayor, we had jets.
I like the F-14s, but I thought that was nice. I thought it was nice.
Yeah.
I didn't really complain. I just said, that was nice. That's all I said.
No,
I
you didn't.
He said, what do you mean that was
nice? Because there weren't jets, Jim.
I said, what would you have done different? I said, I may have called in the
Did he
jets.
Complain, yes or no?
Well, he actually gave me a phone number to call. He wanted to make a...
You know what,
Maybe
though?
They're saving it.
You think they're going to do a flyover tonight again?
That'd be nice.
I would.
They
have some of those drones you got flying around.
Those jets flying over that area? Holy cow.
But that's awesome. We always have flyovers.
You think they would have come lower?
Like I would do the same thing I would do for the game. Those are they don't have to. All I have to do is turn on.
Jim, call some people. Let's see if we can get a flyover tonight.
Yeah, let's see how much pull you have. Thank you, Tom.
Getting Roger Goodell on the line.
Roger. No, it's your buddy Jim.
Pay for that. So I would, I just think I would, it was great. The helicopters were great. I was just chills.
Why? Okay, let me ask you something. Why don't you call, okay, so
no,
Jerry.
I loved it.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
What?
Yes or no? Is Jerry Jones sleeping about 200 yards from where we're sitting right now?
No, he's in Dallas. They showed it last night.
Oh, I thought he was here in Green Bay.
No, they showed him in the war room in Dallas.
Oh, I thought he was in Green Bay.
I don't know.
But what I'm saying is you were in Jerry Jones' private box. Yep. He literally made you mix drinks or whatever.
Yes.
Why don't you call him, invite him into our studio?
For the Super Bowl.
Yes.
For the Super Bowl.
Yes. Just
to underscore that too. So, yeah.
Why don't you bring him in here?
I don't know. He's pointed like he was at the Northland. He's not at the Northland.
All right, whatever. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Just explain the event you guys put on last night. And I will be honest with you. You were like that one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. You were on your phone. The buses. Yeah. And we're driving. This was funny, Jim. So we're driving over. We're on the bus. It took us, what, 40 minutes?
Yeah, there was an accident.
There's an accident. So the driver of the bus of Jim's shows, Bell and Medicine told me I have to stay on this route because he was trying to redirect.
Right.
And the poor cop just goes, lady, do what you got to do. It was like he was so stressed out with like 1,000 cars in line. He goes,
she's one of those people that.
And he was just like, lady, just do what you got to do.
Wow. No, it was a great opportunity to have some of our partners from businesses and schools. Community, some of our own leaders just come together. But we pulled it. You guys had one of our organizers out in the parking lot. We have vendors
that
are doing things out in the parking lot, trying to give food back. And then there's a whole bunch of more vendors. That's the food side. And then we also have more vendors selling stuff under the tent. We had Jerry Kramer there. YMCA was there doing activities.
Boys and Girls Club?
Boys and Girls Club. I think when we looked at the whole thing, this wasn't just about one thing. It was how do we use our perimeter and say, how do we give back to the community? How do we say thank you? I'd still encourage people all day from 12
to 7. I will say this, Mark. I will say this. I'm not going back. Okay. Just because, you know what I mean? It's like an experience and it was awesome and it was great. But you almost have to have a second day because like last night was so, you know, drinking of a fire hose type thing. I don't think he had a chance to appreciate it last night. So today would be a great day to get a better lay of the land. Will you agree, Jim?
Yeah, I want to go. I'm going tomorrow. I'm taking today off. But we got a lot of stuff to do today, right? And we got that Booyah thing and then there's a tailgate party with the Super Fan Fest, but I'm going with my brother tomorrow, but I'm taking today off. I'm going to definitely go to that. I'm going to support those. Absolutely.
And tomorrow, I will tell you, I'm here and the weather's going to be perfect. It is going to be a little bit cooler. But I tell you what, I think tomorrow is going to be the day to come as a family.
Right.
To wander your kids down, take in the activities, hang out for 2 hours. It costs you nothing.
Totally agree.
And I think some people are leaving.
Correct. I think your diehards are going to be out of there. Right. They may come tonight, tomorrow, or last night, tonight. And then I think there's going to be a lot of families coming out there. I think it's just going to be a great opportunity.
And I will say this, go up on top of that Aaron's Hill just to see the view of the whole thing.
You could, but the NFL's got so many of these little things. You can check out Super Bowl rings. You can check out jerseys. You can check out so many of these things. And all you got to do is download that app.
The police officer last night, when I did the thing, he goes, I'm so proud. Because I said, is this... There's like 9 different levels of security. Yeah. Okay. I go, did I do this right? He goes, I'm very proud of you. I go, really? He goes, being a youper, I didn't know you'd know how to use technology. It's like, okay.
You know what? If you take a look, and I think the other thing, download the app and just familiarize yourself with it. Because if you get on that app, it tells you a lot, you know, from autograph sessions. And we had a lot of people saying, I'm just going in for an autograph session.
Okay. I couldn't find the Panini tent because Alec Ingold was doing an autograph thing last night.
That's
I wanted to
cool.
But I
he
had
was
no
going. He went from 6 to 7:30 because we had a lot of people.
But where
trying
was
to get
that,
in.
Mark? Was that in your complex or your?
No. It's in the grounds of the NFL. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to throw that out there again. Go there and get the lay of the land. Don't just think you're going to show up and get the whole thing.
Yeah, you may have to figure out where you're going to park. It may be different than going to a Packer game.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty incredible. It was a great experience. Stick around.
Yeah.
Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, busiest man in town. Back after this.
Sending out the message to all of my friends. We'll be looking. Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com. Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm from Bell and Sports Medicine here. Got a text here. Paninis are right by the stadium. That's where Alec Ingold was last night. I wanted to see Alec. Alec was doing an autograph thing.
Yeah.
Did you see him?
No, I didn't. But I saw that map where that's right by the stadium. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was pretty close to.
I don't understand maps. I can't read. I'm like the kids from Iraq that don't have maps. Just being honest. Let it go. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine here. Hosted a phenomenal event last night. Mark, it's got to be pretty cool when you think about it. I actually thought that last night sitting in your place. It's an amazing complex. It really truly is. I mean, it's state of the art. But when you think about it, I mean, there's a lot of cities in the world, and you're right there next to Lambeau Field and the National Football League, and you guys are doing it's sometimes I think we need to step back and appreciate kind of what we have here.
John,
wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm honestly blessed of just the way we kind of come in. It's Brookwood Drive, parallels Lombardi, and I can drive in and see the Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
We can see the one of the signs, and you do have to catch yourself, pinch yourself, and say, "Man, I've got it pretty good."
Yeah,
and we all do. I mean, I think it's just like you said. Now with what they have in Titletown District, that you even wintertime, it's not a game day. Take your kids over to the atrium, let them just run around that floor. I've done it with my son. You know, it's like there's a lot of pretty cool things we have up here.
I don't know if we appreciate it as much as we should.
Yeah, and you know what? I suppose everyone does. It doesn't matter where you are in whatever town, but it's some great opportunities.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, again, this is just it's just a fun thing. It's amazing what's been here. Just been for one, day one, we got two more days.
Yeah.
And to see how it goes. But I think it would have been a whole different thing if you said, hey, it's $20 a person to get in. Oh, boy, that's going to rub some people wrong. So that you can go in, it's free. Now, do you have to park? Yes. Do you have to buy food? And you're going to spend some money, but it should be a great time.
Absolutely.
But you don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to. No, you're right. I mean, you can and you can take the shuttles. There are shuttles. There's opportunities.
I'll tell you something. And when we were driving out, all those neighborhoods, it seemed like a Packer game because everybody's like tailgating and then, you know, the little fire pits outside. But all those yards were filled with cars. I will say that. But with that being said, the last thing in the world I would do would be to get into my car and drive around that area trying to find a parking place. It's like, take a shuttle. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. I drove in yesterday. I had a meeting. So I was there at 7. I would say at 7. It was
3 in the morning. Away.
So I just left there at 6:30 to come to the station. They're probably 2 to 3 blocks out already from our clinic.
Yeah. But I think a lot of people just drove down earlier and found a place and just talked to the guy and said, look, you know.
But you do not, like, that's when we were, whatever time we pulled up last night, I don't know, 5 o'clock-ish, or whatever.
Right.
It's like you would not want to be driving a car.
For the first
looking
time.
Looking for, yes.
Right. No, I agree with that.
No. So it's, but I mean, overall, I mean, everyone's going to nitpick, but I tell you what, we love the event that we had. I love what the committee kind of came around and did on this. And some people said, hey, I have no desire to come up and do those things.
But
I think it's also day of event.
I don't want to be Debbie Downer. I just want to say that with all the hype and being there, it's really not the most exciting event. It's not like going to a Stones concert or something.
Yeah. I agree.
And then sit and wait.
Right.
I agree.
But the people are friendly, like we talked about. They're families. We talked to people next to us. But it's not like a concert or a game.
Correct.
Basketball.
They're not entertaining you between the picks. Right. Now you have to entertain yourself, kind of.
who sang the national anthem?
You know what? Someone asked me that. I do not know.
I never heard of them. I mean, it's great. It's kind of a cool style, I guess. But I didn't know who that. I would have assumed it would have been like somebody huge.
I thought they were going to call you, John.
I know. they did. I said I was busy.
Yeah. But you know, I just want to say, and it was great. I'm glad it's here, and I'm glad everybody was there. But it just isn't a nail biter.
I agree. It's more
Stephen Wilson Jr. By the way, again.
Was he country?
A little bit, probably. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure.
It was one of those things to be at and say I was there.
Right.
You know, versus, oh my God, it was the greatest concert I ever heard, or the greatest whatever.
Yeah, tell me about it. It was kind of. Yeah,
I agree.
Mm-hmm. But and the rumor was that maybe you'll be flying the Jets, John.
Me?
Yeah.
They talked to me about that. I didn't want to
say.
Did
they ask you about that? Did you turn that down?
You know who I want to be? You want to know the role I wish I could play? I want to be one of those snipers on top of Kohler Lodge. Todd, there's snipers up there.
I know.
I will tell you that we are very well protected, not just from Green Bay, not just from Brown County Sheriff, not just from State Patrol, everyone, because they have been great guys and gals to work with and did an amazing job. The presence is there, but it's not that I'd worried about it.
No.
Yeah. But, yep, some of those guys, they come around golf carts with 5 guys on a golf cart.
Yeah.
That's great when you walk through and the dog, we walked past the dogs. Yeah. And like, I'm like, the guy, your dog? Yeah, I have my dog. What's this sniffing for? Explosives.
Yeah.
It wasn't like for weed.
It is the most secure environment you will ever be in.
Explosives.
You will never see more law enforcement anywhere than around Lambeau Field now. Is that true, Mark?
And they don't come around once. I'm almost guessing they come around 4 or 5 times and every day. I mean, they're very professional. They've stayed under the radar.
Like, I thought for sure it was going to be something else, but you know, the VIP tent, explosives.
Okay.
But anyway.
So, Mark, what's going on for you guys for the rest of the draft?
Like we said, we've got 12 o'clock till 7 o'clock tonight. Those vendors are, we've got a lot of food vendors. We got vendors selling stuff.
In the parking lot.
Yeah. We have YMCA, Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Yeah,
YMCA, bring your kids over. Play some games. Big Brother, check out their Airstream camper. There is just, and then 9 to 5, I think I got that right, on Saturday.
Yes, that's right.
Just so many great opportunities.
Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Tell me once again. The brisket. I'm not even joking about this. That was so
Minzo's,
delicious. Minzo's?
Yep. Minzo. And they're
laughing. Green Bay?
They're from Green Bay. They're laughing because I spelled their name initially wrong. But
just get it right in the check.
Mark Hughes. Stick around. Back after this.
Yeah.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hayes. A Nina woman has claimed the $9.5 million Megabucks jackpot from the Saturday, April 12th drawing. Tanya Hedke claimed the largest Wisconsin lottery prize so far this year at the Wisconsin Lottery offices in Madison this week. Hedke purchased her winning ticket from a Quick Trip in Kakana. The Megabucks lottery is only offered in Wisconsin, and the odds of winning is 1 in 6,991,908. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding residents about Drug Take-Back Day on Saturday. According to a press release, collection bins will be available throughout the state on Saturday for residents looking to dispose of their unwanted or unneeded medications. The sites will accept medications in various forms, including capsules, inhalers, vials, and creams. Medications for pets will also be accepted. A full list of Drug Take-Back Day collection sites, as well as permanent collection sites, is available on the DHS website. Anglers, you'll want to listen to this. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has launched a new tool aimed at helping fishing enthusiasts access information and resources. The Wisconsin Fishing Finder is an online tool seeking to give anglers all the information they need to enjoy one of the state's favorite pastimes. It can provide anglers with fishing and boat launch locations and share information on things like regulations for lakes and trout streams. It also provides information on specific habitats and improvement projects, as well as tracking the spread of invasive species. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots to see in the theaters this weekend, including good kids stuff. As A24's The Legend of Ochi opens, A24 is making movies like they used to be made, and it's a wonderful thing. Their newest effort, a fantasy adventure, tells the story of a girl who is scared of a rare species called the Ochi. The film is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with 85%. Star Wars fans may or may not like that Revenge of the Sith is being re-released. Only 66% of audiences enjoyed this film. Do you give it another chance? Horror film Until Dawn tells the story of a group of friends forced to live the same night over and over in the woods. The film is not yet rated, but looks absolutely gruesome. And if you're in the mood for an action thriller, check out The Accountant 2, starring Ben Affleck as Christian Wolfe, who uncovers a conspiracy and goes on the hunt for a network of killers. Certified fresh at 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
A little fog this morning, then it's going to be mostly cloudy with scattered off and on showers here for a pretty good chunk of the day today. Our high right around 50, bit breezy with northerly wind gusts from 15 to 20, maybe up to 25. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny, upper 50s. By Sunday, partly cloudy in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.fm today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.fm/newsletter.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Civic Media.
America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson, new Wisco Weekend host Lisa Hale, and it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins the show with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. From local stories to local voices, we're shining a spotlight on what matters right here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's more than just talk. It's about connecting with the community. This is Mino and the Mayor. Now here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good-looking Friday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh, and of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. 44 degrees in Green Bay, 46 in Appleton, 44 in Oshkosh. Forecast cloudy with some showers today, high of 50 on National Penguin Day, Hug a Plumber Day, Lingerie Day, which ironically, somebody in our studio is wearing today to honor that. Arbor Day, Telephone Day, Zucchini Bread Day, Red Hat Society Day, and the Brewers take on the St. Louis Cardinals. 6:40 on WISS tonight. Frank, I'm not going to say who's wearing the lingerie.
Let's just say I have a nice black sleek underneath this curly Lambo.
I apologize, you have to sit next to
I'm feeling a little slippery as I'm sitting in this seat right now. Yeah? A little slippery.
Can I be honest with you? So
yeah.
Am I.
Yeah,
his is the diapers.
This is no lie though. This, hey, I'm not even joking about this. I'm not joking about this.
Neither am I.
These, I'm wearing my like biker short underwear today.
Oh yeah,
and they're like slippery. You got, I have to notch my belt tighter. Isn't that the truth?
It is.
That's right. Remember that day I told you I was at festival and they started dropping. Said my biker short underwear. Maybe I shouldn't even talk about this.
That's because you have no
Let's
butt.
Let's skip and move
you
on.
Know. No butt. You got to get it over that. Those gluteus maximus.
You know what? I was going to say something. We had the picture up. In the break, Jim and I, how much weight have both of us lost, Todd? Because that was like,
a ton.
That was
a ton.
I bet that's,
that was our. We asked before we
that
started.
That was like the first day.
No,
yeah.
That was before we started. They went
15 years ago. Right?
What do you guys think?
15 months ago.
15 months. Just kidding.
How much weight do you think we both lost?
Oh God!
From that picture,
I'm gonna go 13 to 15.
Yeah,
pounds.
You're exactly right. Yeah.
What about you, Jim? Where are you at? Seriously. Yeah. Because you've lost a lot of weight.
Because I think I was 234, wasn't I, Todd? Didn't we have
something like that?
And right now I'm 218.
Ooh. From a linebacker to a wide receiver.
I don't know where I was, but.
Tailback.
Tailback.
What are you down to now?
I'm under. Yeah, just under.
You're under what?
I'm way under 200. I'll never go to 200 again, ever. I will never.
But what
ever
were
be.
You in that picture?
Oh, I don't know.
Wasn't it 217, yeah, 218? 218.
Really?
And you're at 200 now?
Congrats.
No, tell the truth.
189.
Wow.
You're a slot receiver.
Yeah.
You are.
He's Randall Cobb.
He is, yeah.
After going, hey,
Danny Amendola.
After going to the draft last night, though.
Unbelievable.
Hey, I got to tell you something. So when we were walking over from your place over to the thing, I go, Dom, look at that guy. How big he is, okay? And then we're sitting there. It's like, that's the guy he was drafted, like a defensive end. People don't understand how big these human beings are in the National Football League. I mean, you're a big guy, Frank.
Yeah, they're big.
But these guys, I mean, this guy was like 6'7", 3'0".
These tackles and linemen.
Oh, my God, are they
big,
huge?
And they can move.
Yep. Wow. Yeah.
But that guy that we drafted, he's not that big, is he?
6', 198 pounds, I believe. The wide receiver.
Sleek.
Yeah.
So if I lost 20 pounds, I'd be
you
him.
You could do it.
And gain 6 inches.
You know what looks huge? I saw Sean Jones interviewed. He's 6'7".
Oh, yeah. Still really that's huge. Yeah, you want that height.
He still looks big.
Hey, I thought that was cool. I thought I'd be able to just kind of walk wherever I wanted to last night because I wanted to see James Jones, who used to do our radio show, remember?
Yeah.
Used to with Murphy and the boys. Yeah. And, but I mean, secure. I mean, you couldn't get. You can't. You can't get. I just want to tell people. What you see on TV ain't going to be what you're going to experience. Because that one area where you work, because you're, you know, you paid your way in or whatever. But it's like, you're going to be on the periphery, kind of, and you're not going to be up there by Roger Goodell. Because I wanted to go see James Jones, who was a great friend of mine. But I thought that was great. They had all those Packers up there, didn't you?
Cool. Yeah, I thought it was very cool.
It's Billy awesome. Schrader. It's awesome just to have a lot of those legends back.
Yeah, I thought that was neat.
And there's Crosby. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, they're,
my wife's judging everybody.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you know, wow, Clay, put on some weight.
Yeah, right. Everybody, you
know, holy cow,
they do.
What did she say about me?
Well, she didn't see you.
Okay,
she I'm gonna show her that picture.
Did she judge me?
I don't know. I don't know if she judge you.
Okay,
she's a good kid. She's a good kid.
Frank is here in the house.
She judges me. Quite often.
Okay, so you're okay. I'm
going
to turn this over to Jim. I'm going to turn this over to you. He's dressed like this.
Well, he's had a couple busy days. You got a full day yesterday, and then today again.
Yep. You know, I didn't think I'd do anything this week with the draft. You know,
right. That it was no shows. Your time off.
The phone started ringing. Right. And people started asking. I wrote a show years ago called The Heritage Trail Curly Lambo with Cliff Crystal, and I played Curly Lambo. So the Northland Hotel called me yesterday.
I would never. No, you're way too big. Curly Lambo was
Curly Lambo was 6 foot.
He was not.
6 foot, 200 pounds.
No, he wasn't.
That's what he says.
Okay.
That's what he says. I don't know what
he was. Can I just say one thing? I've been involved in this work all my lifetime.
Yeah.
Nobody who says they're 6 feet tall
is six feet tall. Okay.
Because if they were legitimately 6 feet tall, they'd say they were 6'1 or 6'2.
Okay.
So the guy is 5'10 and a half at the most, and he says they're 6 feet.
Yeah.
True or false?
True. That is truth. Yeah, I am. I'm 6'3 and 250, so I'm a little bit bigger than Curly. But, you know, Curly Lambert was a larger-than-life character. He pioneered the forward pass, you know, and he had a tumultuous relationship with Johnny Blood. And I just wanted to bring that out, and I don't know why I'm talking like this, because I think
I don't either.
That's why it sounds like the 1920s
he
radio
grew up
voice.
Three blocks away from here. I don't
he was on Irwin Avenue.
Yeah.
Calowertz owns the house right now. And you know, he was a hometown kid and you know, made it 1919. They say, you know, John Heisman invented the forward pass, but he pioneered the forward pass, Curly Lambeau. And he was a prolific passer, you know, from 1919 to 1921 or 23. Then he became the head coach and yeah, the legend.
So you played that part.
Do you mind if I correct you?
And then Northland.
Correct me. Tell me what you're saying.
And then the Northland called you and said, would you be a tour guide?
Yes.
And then Paul, who did he play?
Johnny Blood.
Okay.
Yep.
I heard you with that accent. You did use that accent yesterday.
I did. I used that accent.
Where's that from?
It's called Mid-Atlantic. Mid-Atlantic. Well, all the Hollywood people talk like that.
That's correct.
The 20s and 30s.
Todd, help us out here.
And we'll tell you another thing.
And we'll tell you another thing.
That's right.
Come on, chum.
And I was listening to your tour.
Yeah.
They asked me to give tours because I know a little bit about that place. I learned some stuff from you.
You did?
I think. Do you ever, like I said to that one, is that true? I said, well, he kind of makes it up as he goes
along.
That's
right. I'm a storyteller. Yes. That's what I am.
You throw up.
Anyway, it was great.
You kind of, you know what you kind of sound like?
What?
The guy from, what was the Music Man?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Right,
totally. Because did you ever hear Curly Lambeau talk? I've never heard him talk.
No.
You know, I'd love to impersonate
him. So you can take liberties.
So I was taking liberties, like, because he loved Hollywood. He married Miss California.
Yeah, he did. You know, okay, I just want to say something. Yeah. May I correct you?
Sure.
Okay. Curly Lambeau did not do anything with the forward pass.
Oh, really?
That was Newt Rockne and Gus Dorius.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and they were working as lifeguards in northern Indiana. And they had a football, and on the beach, they started throwing the football around.
Yeah.
And they were the guys. Gus Dorius was the quarterback, and Newt Rockne was the receiver at Notre Dame. And they pulled it out against Army, and they were like huge underdogs. And they pulled it out, and they threw like three touchdown passes in that game. Mm-hmm. And that's what revolutionized the forward pass. It wasn't Curly Lambeau at all.
Well, no, I didn't say he invented it. He pioneered it.
He didn't.
In the NFL.
He didn't.
In the NFL.
In his book, it says that.
Yeah. You want to talk NFL? Dude, you
know way more than I do.
Okay, can I tell you one other interesting fact?
Yeah?
Okay, the guy, who is the coach that took over, once Curly Lambeau resigned, who took over for him?
Oh, gosh, 1950s, 1949, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it was? I don't even know.
My grandfather's godson.
Was it really?
Gino Renzani.
How cool is
when
that?
When my grandfather moved over from Italy, he lived with the Renzanis up in Iron Mountain.
How cool is that?
And then when Gino was born, my grandfather was his godfather.
Really?
Do you want to talk more old football or no?
No, I don't. I just want to be Curly Lambeau today and talk like that.
I like your look, though,
you
man.
Know, I had
to talk about Acme Packers. What do you?
Well, you know, he wanted to look like the Notre Dames. Remember back in the day, he wanted that royal blue look. And
canvas?
You know, canvas. And it's a very...
buckskin holding your crotchal region together.
I got a belt on there. You know, no helmet.
Again, you're the music man.
I am the music man.
You would be great at that.
But today we got the Booyah, you know, the taste of the Booyah and the Kringle contest, and I'll be emceeing it today.
It's awesome.
As Curly Lambeau. But I'm here to talk about a brand new musical I got opening. Yes.
We don't care about that.
You don't care about that?
No, we want to know, okay, first of all, we want to know about what do you think about the whole thing going on. Were you there last night?
I was not.
Oh, you went to a concert?
I went to a concert last night.
That's amazing, like I said, that you perform 300 nights a year, and on an off night, you go to see somebody else perform.
This is a band that my wife and I have loved, OK Go, and they haven't put out an album in 10 years. And for them to play in Milwaukee at Turner Hall is unbelievable because they usually play like bigger places. They're a big, big band. They're an A-list. It was sold out last night. Wow. But what's sold out at Turner Hall? I don't know, 3,000 people? But it was a great concert.
I've never heard of Turner Hall.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You think 3,000 fit in there?
What do you think? Think it's less
I don't know.
Than that,
I was just there about a couple months ago. I was just wondering about Michael. How many people are there?
I think about 3,000. Yeah. You know, it's kind of a big gymnasium. It was the German whatever built in 1853. Where they got together
and
worked
out stage on one end.
What's that?
You paid a few bucks to park.
Actually, I got a parking spot right across the street. $4. $4.
Wow.
Because there's probably no Bucks game. Probably.
Yeah, no Bucks game.
Okay, well, that's...
Yeah, if there was a Bucks game, I would have been done. Yeah. I was like, where am I going?
So, okay, what's the musical? I just want to say that, how many tours did you give yesterday? Because I heard you.
I gave about seven tours.
Yeah, I gave about six.
Were you guys doing that today?
And Frank, just yesterday.
Who did you do the tours for?
Well, there were people from all over.
So anyone who was staying at
the
hotel?
No. There were people just walking in because they advertised tours of the hotel.
And the North one.
Yeah.
The tours were either from Paul.
Yep.
Who was?
Johnny Blood.
Frank. Curly Lambeau.
Yep.
Or me.
Oh.
Former Mayor Johnson. Who were you?
Just some guy who knew a little bit about
the hotel.
The three times it went bankrupt. So I talked about that. Frank, the only reason I wanted trying to clear it up a little bit was I gave out WGBW cards quite a bit. So they're going to be listening today. So
good.
Kinda, if you see them at the Booyah Fest, they might say, hey, you told me, you know.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. Well, that's okay. I'm okay. Hey, I'm making stuff up as I go.
Where did Johnny Blood go to college?
Well, he went to college in Minnesota.
Very good.
I don't know if it was Olaf or what it was.
St. John's.
St. John's.
Oh, that's good.
Actually, didn't he go back and teach there eventually to economics?
Yeah.
You did your homework. He was a smart dude.
Okay, do you know what he did during World War II?
World War II, what was he? Because he, I don't know, was he in information? Or
OCS.
Okay.
Where it's basically like the CIA.
Yeah.
That started.
Wow.
Over in the South Pacific, because he was brilliant.
Brilliant.
And he was almost like a spy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why he got away with so much crap in the NFL. I mean, when he played for Curly.
Yeah. Really interesting guy.
Great. What else you got going on?
So Brent the Musical opens up May 7th through the 10th. It's a story about a guy who can't make up his mind. I wrote this show about Brett Favre. You know, 17 years ago, we toured all over the state doing this show. So we thought we'd bring it back.
It's a good one.
For dinner and a show. Brent, we call him, is the best slow-pitch softball player in Brown County. He plays for the Bar. Yeah, but he's thinking about retiring. Yeah, because there's a new upstart pitcher coming behind him, Darian Rogers. And the Stadium View wants him to come play slow pitch. Lisa Purple texts him. Well, he texts her back.
Jesus.
And let's just say it's Lisa. A story that you will love and remember. Lisa Purple gets around. And it's kind of the you know.
Is that your wife?
No, it's not. That's Lisa Borland. My wife plays Amy Green, who owns the Bar. But anyway, his buddies, Frankie Bag and Long Johns and Chunky, they want him to stay and play for the Bar.
Who's playing Frankie?
Frankie Bag and Long Johns is played by Pat. And Johnny, Chunky is played by Paul Evenson. So they're my buddies.
That'll be fun.
I wrote most of the music for this show. It's a wonderful show. May 7th through the 10th, backstage in the Meyer.
We got to set a quick break. Mark Hewson, Bell and Sports Medicine, Frank Hermans, Let Me Be Frank Productions, and Todd DePere being snarky says, hey, John, how many times did you pull out the don't you know who in the hell I am card last night? Not that many, Todd. Not that many. Back after this.
Been away, hey. Never seen a day break.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
I was an Army brat. My dad spent 23 years in the Army, retiring as a sergeant major. We had 31 different addresses, and I went to 17 different schools. I wanted to be just like him, the green beanie, as they called it, Army all the way. He said, no, son, you need to join the Navy. You'll have a warm bed and three hot meals a day. So I took his advice and joined the Navy, not knowing I would turn out to be a Marine Corpsman. We had no idea where we were going once we got to Vietnam. We loaded up on a C-47 and ended up landing at Chu Lai. I remember looking out the window just before we landed and seeing all these sand dunes and thinking, what the hell? I thought Vietnam was all jungle. Jim Barlamet, Marine Corpsman, United States Navy.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at TheD8Dispensary.com.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And Inner City Sound is holding a benefit concert for Mountains of Hope on Saturday, April 26th from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. This concert will feature live music from three different well-known performers, artist meet and greets, and a suggested donation tip jar to raise money for Mountains of Hope sober living community. So mark your calendars and get ready to dance for a great cause. Go to WISS.FM and click events to find out more.
Chef Jeff Grunder with a dinner tip you won't want to miss. The Machine Shed's Parmesan-crusted America's Cut. It's seriously amazing. We start with a juicy grilled pork loin and top it with a Parmesan crust made from real butter, roasted garlic, grated Parmesan, parsley, cracked peppercorns, and toasted breadcrumbs. We bake it to a golden brown and drizzle it with white wine sauce. It's a game changer. Trust me. Head to the Shed tonight. Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
With the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers, for the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver. Matthew Golden, wide receiver of Texas.
Hey, welcome back. Modern the Mayor here. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS, of course, the Civic Media. Frank Herman's in the house. Special thanks to Mark Hewson, Bell and Sports Medicine, who is hosting a tremendous event at their place right now. If you get a chance to go over to the Packer Draft, go around there. They got some great, great places to go. Mike Clemens is joining us here, sports director for Civic Media. Mike, what'd you think of round number one?
How about that moment right there?
Yeah.
Last night? 17 years as the CEO and president. You come up with this idea 10 years ago. Okay, maybe we could get the draft to come here. And now you're standing out there. It's, you know, decent enough weather in April. There's 100,000 people in the parking lot. They've got another 15, 20,000 that spill over that go inside the bowl. And then they hand you the card, and Goody's decided to give you a wide receiver.
Yeah.
And you go out there, and you get to read that card. I mean, even though the parking within a mile of the stadium in either the houses, the shops, the restaurants, a church was $100 a car, you know, and any other kinds of hassles, that was worth it. That moment was right there worth it. He should have just dropped the mic right there and said, that's it.
I agree.
Ed, it's all yours.
That was something special.
Yeah.
But it was almost overwhelming, the number of people walking around, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, weird. I mean, it's like, holy crap.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's amazing, and hopefully the weather will hold up today. I think you're
going to... weather was great last night. Well, didn't you? I mean...
It's late April in Wisconsin.
I don't think we could have asked for anything much better.
No, I don't think so.
No.
And so then, we get into the media auditorium, and then Brian Gutekunst comes down after the whole round is over with, and this was the first question that he was asked.
So given the moment, given that it's here, given the drought, is there any even consideration of, wow, this is significant to finally take a receiver in the first round?
Well, I really sent in a different name, but Mark just announced what he announced, so it is what it is. No,
like he made it up.
Yeah, I you know what? I've been saying all last week, not to be that guy, but it's like, please draft a wide receiver. Remember that, Jim?
I've been saying that for years, though, right?
Please draft a wide receiver. Yeah. So, I didn't want another defensive back or offensive lineman. Give me a wide receiver.
So was that Javon Walker? It was the last one.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, like
23 years ago or so. So they get this kid out of Texas.
Yeah.
Seems like a great kid, too.
I
was talking about yesterday, Matthew Golden, who 8 or 9 years ago, guys, he's living out in front of a Walmart with his mom or going from motel to motel.
Yeah.
And then a family picks him up, and he finishes, you know, 3 years of high school. He goes to Houston University, then transfers over to Texas because that was an offense that the Packers felt maybe fit him better in tracking what he did. And then there was this great moment last night, Jim, where I picked up on something. I heard an announcement that Brian Gutekunst, who doesn't do a lot of interviews like Ted, was going to be on the Rich Eisen show. So I was actually on my way up, you know. I called one of our producers and I said, could you record that for me? But I think I caught most of it, you know, in the car. And after they get done, Rich Eisen says, okay, Brian Gutekunst, thanks for being on the show. Coming up next, Texas wide receiver Matthew Golden.
Oh,
I should probably listen to this because this could be a guy, you know, that's on their list. We'll see it. And so when they come back, he talks to Matthew about himself, a little bit about that tough background. He says, by the way, during the break, I noticed Brian Gutekunst and you two talking backstage. There was a little embrace there, a little, you know, what's that all about? He says, have you seen him before? He says, I was just in Green Bay 2 weeks ago for one of those 30 visits. Well, how'd that go? He said, went great. This is the kid who says he just had met with Brian 2 weeks ago, sat down with him, Matt LaFleur, the other coaches, and some of the players as well. So I asked both those guys about that. And the kid, you know, the draft pick, he's like, you know what? He said, when I saw him yesterday, he said, and shook hands with him, I'm starting to think, maybe this is something, you know? Maybe there's something there. And I asked Goody about it last night. He goes, yeah, I want to pump the brakes now, okay? He's trying to improve, you know, his relationships with players like that, you know, but he hung around for that kid just to say hi to him. But I said, did you ever think that, you know, 36 hours, you'd actually be picking that kid, that he'd be left on the board? And he said, you know, football decision. He was the kid that was left there, but you know, yeah, they both understood that was quite a moment.
That's cool.
So Goody knew that if he was on the board, he was taking him
by the math,
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But what a coincidence. Yeah. Right. Yeah,
right.
What do you see today?
Maybe they'll get that defensive lineman that we talked about. And like you talked about, like there's so many that they can get. And maybe they'll get a corner, you know, and maybe there'll be some sort of a deal for Jair Alexander, you know, a trade away or something like that.
I thought a little bit of a theme last night was anybody that can disrupt a quarterback. Like their draft, like kid from Tennessee who's like, you know, like, hey, he's light, but he's tall and he can get to a quarterback. That seems to be the trend right now in the NFL. Quarterbacks are so good that you got to find a way to.
Well, just ask the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes how that worked out for them at the last Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, that Eagles defense just was relentless all that line.
That's the thing right now.
They only needed to send four.
Yeah.
The rest were back there, so there was no place to go with the football because everything was covered.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I thought was interesting? I was a little bit closer. I was fortunate to get some tickets from
nobody likes to brag.
But since you always do it, let me do it this one time. We got some great seats there. How young those kids are when you see that, and how emotional some of them get, you know. And I you know, sometimes you say you think of the person interviewing, like that guy from Philly who went with the Patriots.
Yes.
It's like, let them go.
And some of them are only 21 years old.
I know. That's a big, big deal for them. I mean, they make a lot of money, but, you know, that's
life-changing. That's the best moment of the draft.
It is.
I think the best moment is when they bring their moms on.
Right.
And their grandmas. I love that. That's so cool. We got to set a quick break. Mike Clemens, Frank Hermans, Gizmo's in the house. Back after us. With a singing girl,
a dreamer of pictures, I run. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow. He's meeting with Vladimir Putin as the U.S. continues efforts to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. Meanwhile, the world continues to prepare for fallout from the trade war that's focused on China.
They're really pushing back hard against the president's repeated claims that he is, in fact, engaging in talks and negotiations with China to end this trade war that he started. The president, in a new interview with Time magazine, says that he has spoken to President Xi, but China is pushing back on that, calling it fake news, saying there are no negotiations on tariff issues and no agreement has been reached.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott in Washington. Over 100,000 people have been online to pay their respects to Pope Francis and file past his coffin in St. Peter's Basilica ahead of tomorrow's funeral. It's expected to draw over 200,000 people. And sentencing day for former Congressman George Santos, prosecutors seeking 7 years for wire fraud and identity theft. This is ABC News.